This is podtech.net here on the floor of CTIA Wireless 2006 in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm Michael Johnson, and here with me is Bruce Gustafson, who is the director of WiMAX marketing for Nortel. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, it's great to be here.
So tell me a little bit about what Nortel is displaying at CTIA.
Well, Nortel's a big player in the CDMA and the UMTS space, and we're kind of new to the WiMAX space. This is kind of our coming out. So we have some live air demos and stuff on the booth, a lot of excitement, and hopefully people can get a chance to either see it here or see the shows coming up in the next month or two.
Okay. When you say live air demos, what are they looking at?
Oh, so we are running all kinds of video streaming. We run voice over IP. We have some interactive gaming demonstrations running. If you come by the booth here, you would see we have cameras focused on the action inside, focused on the action outside, all different kinds of bandwidth streaming and just the kind of stuff that people are going to see when they get wireless internet, when they push WiMAX out.
Now, what kind of solutions is Nortel bringing to this particular platform?
Well, we build the product itself. So, we build the base stations. We build all that wireless equipment that gets mounted on towers and stuff out in the real world. The key technology from our side is something called MIMO, M-I-M-O. That's multiple input, multiple output antenna technology. And that's the stuff that makes this stuff really sing. We're talking, high bandwidth, multi-megabit kind of services, probably about a third the cost of what you would pay to get it through cellular and other technologies. Voice over IP, great application for people at home. DSL extension in rural areas, for instance, or laptops, PDAs, all that stuff going mobile. What the 3G guys have been promising for a while, WiMAX really delivers.
Now, where do you see WiMAX kind of going right now? Because there's a lot of people that maybe then actually, why do we have the difference between WiMAX and the other side of that coin?
Yeah, like I said, the 3G guys, they've been talking about sort of wireless data for a long time. You get kind of kilobit kind of stuff, but they haven't really been able to replicate what you would get with a broadband connection in the home. So, what WiMAX finally brings to the table is the ability to take DSL-like speeds, cable modem-type speeds, either deliver that wirelessly at home, so if you're, for instance, you can't get DSL, you're in one of those regions where it doesn't reach, take that and make it mobile. So we're working with people like Intel, right? They're doing chip solutions to embed WiMAX alongside their Centrino 802.11 stuff in laptops. In the next couple of years, you're going to go down to the consumer electronics store. You'll buy any kind of handheld device, any kind of portable device, fire it up, and it's going to be connected to a multi-megabit stream back to the internet. That's what WiMAX delivers. That's an exciting space for us. It's a set of new customers, new money in the market. So, we're showing product here today, and we'll be in trials in the next half of this year. It's an exciting space. We're kind of pumped.
Where is Nortel's reach right now? Is it mostly in the United States or is it international as well?
Oh, yeah. No, we are, I guess, probably in about 300-some networks, at least in the 3G side. We serve, virtually every country around the globe. I mean, we're big in Europe. We're big in Asia, in North America. The wireless space is split up into, by and large, CDMA, GSM, and UMTS, and we deliver products into all those spaces. The U.S., all the big carriers are our customers, Sprint, Verizon, T-Mobile, AT&T now, I guess Singular, all of the big players. So we run about a $5 billion wireless business, part of a $10 billion company. WiMAX is a new and growing segment for us, so that'll be the growth driver for the company going forward.
Is there more uptake on this here domestically or overseas? Is there a difference that you've seen in working in both markets?
Certainly, I think North America is going to go first, right? We're seeing interest around the globe. We're talking to a lot of customers. The spectrum that you need to run WiMAX is a bit of a challenge. It's not standardized around the globe. So in North America, for instance, if you want to deliver WiMAX, sometimes it's in 2.5 gigahertz, sometimes it's in 2.3, sometimes it's in even bands like 1.5. So the spectrum is a little more challenging to acquire and to consolidate than it has been on the cellular side. When you go outside North America, new bands show up, 3.5 gigahertz, for instance. So although we're pushing global products, you do end up kind of tailored for certain regions. We see the U.S. going first. We see Asia probably going next. Big activity in China, India. And the Europeans may be a little behind on this one just because they haven't got the spectrum quite lined up yet.
If people want to find out a little bit more about what Nortel's up to, where can they go?
Well, I mean, certainly the big shows like this, you know, great place to run into the Nortel folks. We'll be, you know, we're here for the balance of the week. We're going to be at the National Cable Show, you know, in the next couple of weeks, Broadband World Forum. So we kind of do that circuit. We talk to our cable operators in certain places, our wireless operators elsewhere. Certainly Nortel.com is a great place to find us. So if you log on to Nortel.com and, you know, hunt out WiMAX, you'll find all our data there. We have white papers, you know, various customer testimonials. I think that's probably your best route. So we look forward to hearing from people. And by all means, fire me a question, Gustafson@Nortel.com, and I can answer direct.
All right. There's a we got a lot of people listening to this podcast, so your email box may be really full. I've been speaking today with Bruce Gustafson from Nortel. He is the director of WiMAX Marketing. And thanks for being on the podcast with us.
Oh, it's great doing it. Thanks.